a very important question we ask on a Wednesday. Who's that girl and what is she doing? Well, we've got a powerhouse of notes in the building. The story of leadership around this woman, her vision and making things happen is literally at the core of who she is. She is the CEO of Morar Incorporated, and under her leadership, the company has grown nationally, innovated boldly, and stood out as a leader in client-focused financial solutions. Now, with over 18 years experience in the financial services sector, she's won multiple awards, including Top CEO of the Year in Financial Solutions and Private Sector CEO of the Year. Plus, her role as a devoted wife and proud mom of two, she's proof that you just can excel beyond the boardroom and also in your personal life. And she is with us right now. Jennifer Reddy, how are you?
I am super excited. Good morning, Carol.
Good morning. This sit down is long overdue. Like, I met you, was it last year?
November.
Last year at the KZN Top Women Awards. And you were there and doing your thing. And I found out about the business and we spoke briefly. And you did a keynote. Yes. Where you spoke briefly about how you ended up in the chair of CEO of Morar, and it just literally happened overnight, and it was quite something for you to take into it. So maybe let's paint a picture. You're now winning all these CEO awards, but the transition into that space was not like something that just happened, right? Yeah. There was a lot that had to go into place. You had to literally find your life very quickly. Walk us through this.
So almost 3 months to the day, 3 years to the date, I was appointed as CEO. Prior to that, I was the CFO of the firm, so I was very familiar with the firm. Unexpectedly, our managing partner had passed away. And I think being the woman that we are, regardless of our educational qualifications or what you really know in business, I did not want the role of CEO. Who wants to be a boss?
I do. No, it's hard work.
I didn't want to be the boss. Yeah. I knew what it entailed because I saw someone do it. And I thought, you know what, my role would not be, I would not be able to fulfill a role.
Yeah.
And it just so happened, God places you in the right place at the right time. And I just had to sit still, and I gave the reins to other directors, more senior to me, decades senior to me, male directors. And I think they were afraid of what we were going to now encounter in the years to come as we unraveled what was happening in the firm. And no one wanted the reins, Carol.
No one wanted them.
And I will tell you very simply, I'm not a Mother Teresa, but very simply, walking into my office in Pietermaritzburg, I have over 75 full-time employees. And when you see your tea lady, or when you see your receptionist that's an elderly woman, or when you see just employees that this is all they have, what do you do? I have options. I was younger. I knew what I could do. What do these people do? Someone had to lead the firm, and that was my deciding factor.
That was your deciding factor. Now, taking on those reins as a woman, you just mentioned there were people with more years, more this. You take on the reins. I mean, already as a woman, it's like, what is she going to do? How did you get that? You know, people, you're respected in the industry. People look up to you in the industry. How did you get that going?
The very first thing that was said to me by a fellow colleague who has since left the firm was, what makes me think I am qualified to take on the role? Mm. And anyone that knows me knows I'm not a rude person, but my response was very simply, what makes me not qualified?
Yes. Very simple answer, yeah, but very powerful
you
answer.
You tell me what is it you're looking for. Mm. But it was more about their insecurities being projected onto myself.
Yeah.
I think for me, not knowing a lot, being ignorant to certain things, played in my favor. I was like a deer caught in the headlights. I think a lot of people that met me in 2022 didn't know how I would progress, where would I go. Mm. And when they meet me today, I think they just filled in awe. Like, she survived. She's thriving. She did it. She said she was going to do this. She said, leave it to her.
Yeah.
And that was.
And she did it when nobody else wanted to do it.
I did it.
And then after doing that, you go and pick up all these awards. Let's just go through a few. Top CEO of the Year in the Financial Solutions International Association. Top Professionals IOTP 25. That's one thing. Private Sector CEO of the Year, African Woman Chartered Accountants South Africa. That was in August 2025. Recognized as one of KZN's top businesswomen in 2022. Top Student in Strategy and General Management back when you're doing your MBA in 2021. Published academic author as well. Honey is writing books on Okay. And of course, University of Stellenbosch, you picked up an award there for resourcing actions that influenced business. So you've just been picking these awards up after you were in a position where nobody wanted to do the job. Now you've stepped into yourself, and I think you're starting to feel like you are fulfilling some sort of purpose. I mean, I love how you speak about you walked into those shoes or put those shoes on and said, I'm doing it because I'm looking at this lady who's working and making tea. I'm looking at the receptionist. They don't have options. And if this does not work, everybody loses out. And you stepped into that. That's bravery. How do we step into our bravery, Jennifer?
It's having faith that your decision is guided by God, and God will never put you in a worse situation than you were before that decision. Wow. So I always thought it was difficult, Carol. Sometimes I would cry on my way home. Yes. I would shed tears. I would have to vent before I get home because you can't bring this home to your family. Yeah. But I would always have faith. God had a plan. He had a purpose. I was feeling fulfilled. So I wasn't doing anything wrong. But if I could do this, if I could continue this firm for these people, aren't we all making a huge difference in the world?
Wow. Aren't we all making a huge difference in the world? Talk to us about, you know, the challenge that, the one challenge that you faced as the CEO, and how did you overcome it?
Carol, I think the toughest challenge for me, there's numerous, but I think for me was I had to change a firm to had a certain culture and the way they were set in doing things. Mm-hmm. It was led by a gentleman that was 20 years older than me that had a different way and a different mindset of doing it. Right. And then you have a young female that literally came up from the bottom of the ranks through this firm. And I had to convince my people I had what it takes to do this job, but I think very differently. I have a different culture mindset, and so changing the culture was one of the toughest challenges, which I'm glad to say I think I've accomplished that. I think everyone's got my vibe. Yeah. Got my culture.
Yeah.
We go-getters. Yeah. Nothing's impossible, and we live life.
Yeah, we live life. We chatted briefly about, I was saying I'm loving the trend among CEOs. I've noticed from the events that I've been, you know, the MC at, is that CEOs are now becoming a lot more vulnerable and a lot more, you know, open to their feelings, how the challenges they face, speaking about them. And it's lovely. It's encouraging. But you were saying, Ofe, it wasn't like that when you started.
I had to show this brave outlook and face. I dressed up for the part every day. I put on my makeup regardless of how I felt, set my hair, and I stepped into my heels, and I owned my offices, 6 offices nationally, whichever offices I went to. No one saw anything that was really happening inside me. But in the first 6 months, I was in turmoil. Mm-hmm. I didn't know would I get this to where I wanted to go. Mm-hmm. And, you know, sort of the event that changed how I looked at why I need to say my story was I was asked to deliver a keynote speech in Singapore last year. Mm-hmm. And it was a TED-style talk. So you have to obviously talk freely.
Yeah.
And I'm an accountant. We work with numbers.
Yes.
And facts and figures. And when I first wrote, I was trained by a guy called Shil Shingavi. He's a brilliant storyteller. And so we had different sessions with him, and he ripped my speech apart because I wrote my speech based on academic research, and this is how a CEO should survive a crisis. And he was like, no one's going to listen to you.
Yeah.
And that's when he taught me storytelling and being vulnerable and being authentic. Mm. Teaches people more about how they need to overcome a situation than any theoretical background you're going to give them.
Yeah, that is so, so true. And I mean, that leads into leadership. You are an incredible leader, winning awards for it, but also your team will back that by the turnaround and how the business has been doing. What's your one pearl advice for someone in a leadership space?
It's lonely at the top. Mm. When they say it, we don't conceptualize what it means. It is lonely at the top. Mm. As you go up the ranks, your circle becomes smaller, but it's a trusted circle. Always lean into your networks. As you're growing and aspiring to become a leader, grow your network. Grow people, grow into networks that will add value to you personally, professionally, emotionally, mentally, whatever it is you seek. Have that network, because that network is what's going to see you through when you reach the top and you need to figure out what's your next move. What should you look at? How do you come across this new venture? They will be the ones to guide you.
Absolutely. I agree with that. I absolutely agree with that. KZN Top Businesswoman happening later on in the year. I believe you are going to be the headline sponsor as Mora Incorporated. Tell us about that, your passion for women and women business.
Carol, you were at the event last year.
Yeah.
Last year, it was sort of me coming out of my shell. So I think if you listen to my speech, I was still shaky. I was like, okay, I don't know if I own the stage yet, that sort of thing.
right.
But I feel now I can own a stage. Mm. And when I was asked to partner again this year, I told Grant one of the reasons was I saw and I got to know those 40 women last year. Mm. I don't think anyone understood. I read the bios of each and every one of them. I met them. I've developed close relationships with them. And I coach a few now. And wow. If I can keep doing that, are we not empowering future generation of leaders?
Yeah.
Are we not showing women that feel maybe, you know, I don't really deserve this, that you do deserve this? Showcase yourself, put yourself out there, and let the world decide where you need to go.
Yeah, I love that. And lastly, your advice for everyone listening. It's Women's Month. The Mbokotos are out. The woman of strength is out. What advice do you have to the ladies?
So I'm not a feminist.
Mm-hmm.
I don't differentiate between male and female. Mm-hmm. Yes, but women, we do have a tougher ride.
Yeah, we do.
And so for the woman, I would say, let go of the guilt. You can't do everything all the time for everyone. Mm-hmm. I had to come to terms. I can't be at every soccer match. I can't be at every hockey match. My kids got to understand that. But what I do is I make it up in different ways. Let go of that guilt so that you can unlock your true potential. Get your partners to understand what they need to do to help you achieve your potential. Mm-hmm. Never give up. Mm-hmm. That's my thing. You know, when someone comes and tells me they don't feel they can do this, nothing is impossible if you keep at it. Be consistent and be focused on your purpose.
Be focused on your purpose. I love the let go of the guilt, because that's one thing women do very well. Whether it's guilt after eating your chocolates, guilt for a girl's night out and you left your kids at home with the nanny, guilt for having fun with your girls and your man's at home. We will pick up guilt. Give us that suitcase. We'll pick it up. So thank you for that advice, Jennifer Eddy. Thank you so, so much. I look forward to chatting to you again later in the year. I can see more awards will be piling up, so we'll definitely be touching base. And of course, with the KZN Top Businesswoman, so I love that. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Carol.
There you have it, everybody. Jennifer Reddy, the CEO of Mora Incorporated, with us here on Woman Crush Wednesday.
Carol O'Forey, weekdays 9 a.m. till 12, East Coast Radio.